AV9 and then mobile monitoring.
KABCW from KAZAD.
It's a Wednesday. Good morning. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, listening on the Northern Michigan Link system.
Okay, CSU on Northern Michigan Link.
Good morning, Mr. Toby, and a couple other carriers I heard out there. Alpha Charlie at Delta Golf.
Yeah. Hey, we got a new repeater up in the East Jordan area.
Oh, that means I get to play with programming or radio. Hey, sir, I heard you were talking about changing out PL-259s or something. Can you describe what you were doing?
I thought the PL-259 to the back of the radio from the cable went bad, so I made a change. And so I just cut it off, put a new one on.
Okay, well, if nothing else, you practiced a little bit of mechanical assembly. Good job.
Oh yeah, done that a lot with this, but when I get the new antenna up, that's going to be no old bar session or trouble. I got two stacks might come down more, getting the bucket truck here, getting up there, getting it off, getting the new one on. There's no two ways about it now. I'm still kind of debating on two different types of two different antennas, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, in general, I'm recommending to most people those the Diamond Series fiberglass multi-band ones. You know, there's a couple different versions, but they seem relatively reliable. But okay, well, I had to ask, and you answered my question, so thank you. ACATG. I'm going to go back and get my cup of coffee.
Yeah, no, I'm that's one of the ones I'm looking at, too, is the Diamond. I'm just trying to decide if I want what I want yet on that, but nope, that's what I'm looking at, too. Talk to you later. KCABSU.
I think I heard somebody say something about a cup of coffee just a little while ago. This is KD0SIO. I'm here in the courtyard, Marriott, talking on my HT, having my own cup of coffee. Over.
No, I don't
This is KD0SIO. Does anybody copy?
Got you loud and clear. 98APX.
Hi, thanks. I copy. This is NAAPX, is that correct?
Yeah, November 8, Alpha Papa X-ray, NAAPX. Adam here.
Hi, Adam. This is Grant. I'm just sitting in the local Petoskey courtyard by Marriott and just using a little HT for some fun this morning.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, I heard you out here yesterday, and I think you must head it out before I got to you. I was going to say you could grab my email off QRZ and shoot me an email, and I'd kind of walk you through what repeaters are what around here.
Unfortunately, this is my last day. We're going to check out in a couple hours, and we're going to head back up to Chicago, and then I live in the Twin Cities in St. Paul, so we're on vacation.
I gotcha. Well, that's always a bummer on the last day. But hopefully it was enjoyable. This cold weather kind of stinks, I know that.
Yeah, a couple days ago we were up in Marquette, and then we came down here, we went out to Mackinac Island for a little while. Yeah, it's been cold, kind of like Minnesota.
Yeah, normally we've warmed up by now. Last couple of days were nice, but normally we're steadily in the 60s and 70s by now, and I'm over it. I live over in Sheboygan. I'm headed into work, though, which is over towards Petoskey. And, my weather station said it was 35 when I just left the house. So, yeah, I'm kind of tired of it.
I think we're pretty much the same climate zone in Minnesota, maybe the same latitude. So, yeah, we're a cold spring this year as well. Not much rain either, so this is just a vacation for me, and it's a lot of fun just goofing around on this little HT. I don't get to do much of this, you know, and I'm just trying to up this a little bit so when I retire, I can play even more.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you're on the 1-9, I assume, being in Petoskey. I'm an HT. I don't know if, is that just an analog-only HT, or do you got, like, DMR or Fusion or anything?
It's an FE70D, and it has digital capability, but I just haven't tried that yet. I'm born and raised on analog. I learned tubes and transistors from the Navy.
I gotcha. Nothing wrong with that. Analog still works the best. Well, if you ever wanted to play around with it, I know you're leaving, so it probably doesn't matter now, but the same tower site where this repeater's at also has a UHF on it that's a digital multimode, so it has Yaesu System Fusion on it. It's 443375.
Roger that. I'm just going to lay low for now, and I'm going to look you up on the QRZ and see if I can't put you in as a contact. I'm even trying little stuff like that on this vacation. So appreciate the response very much, and I'm just going to go back and start packing up. Thank you very much. November 8, Alpha Papa X-ray. This is KD0XSIO, and we're clear.
All right. Have a good day, and safe travels back. We'll catch you later on if you ever come back to the area. KD0SIO, NAAPX, 73.
Good morning, Adam. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Jim here via Petoskey.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Yeah, I heard you describing the 1-9 system. Do you know if they took down the APRS digi there, or if they're gonna, if it's down permanently?
Just temporarily. That radio died, so it's only putting out enough power if you're standing basically right at the tower site. That Kenwood that Drake put up there, I don't know. We've been running that thing for, gosh, probably almost 8 or 10 years now, it seems like. I think that thing finally clonked out, so eventually we'll get up there and change it out with a different radio, and it'll be back in business.
Okay, I was just kind of curious, because that one provided some pretty nice coverage into northern Leelanau County, which doesn't really have too much coverage, so I was just kind of curious. Hey, good morning, sir.
Yep, it will be back at some point. I've had a lot of the radio stuff on the back burner. I've been going through Fire Academy, and that's been consuming every ounce of my free time, and that just wrapped up last week, so now we can start shifting our focus back on radio projects. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks, Drake and I can get that coordinated, and we'll get that taken care of.
Yeah, maybe before visitors start showing up around the 4th of July. That's really when APRS, I think, is most useful. It's for visiting people. ACATG, hey, 7-3, back to my second cup of coffee.
Yep, absolutely. That's one of the things that bugs me when I travel. I'll get little blurbs here and there of APRS coverage, but nothing widespread. We've actually got a pretty stout APRS network around here, so I agree. All right, enjoy your coffee. Have a great day. 7-3 and 8-8-PX.
Good morning, Ryan. Alpha Charlie Delta Golf. Jim here.
Hey, CADG, KDYS. Good morning, Jim. We're over here coming up to Lovell's. I don't know if I'm making it in very well or not, but we wanted to shout out and say how we...
You're making it in. You drop out a couple times, but that's okay. Yeah, I talked to you real briefly a couple days ago. Just wanted to follow up and just say hello. Nothing new happening over here.
Very good, very good. Yeah, nothing new here. Just out doing my job. But it's beautiful out. 46 degrees. And... All right, well, I'm probably pretty rough and tough, so... I'm coming through the curves and the hills. I don't want to be too bad. So, KDYS will be standing by.
All right, sir. Well, my only follow-up is I like this kind of weather. 45 degrees in the morning and 70 in the afternoon, that's A-OK with me. So, hey, 7-3s, have safe travels, ACATG.
ACADG, this is KF8GMN down in Harrison. I agree with you on the weather. I like it that way, too.
Hey,
N8MJL.
Forecast
I heard
my kind of weather.
Much,
so just figured
warmer.
I'd throw that in there at the end of my conversation with Ryan. My name is Jim up here.
N8MJL, I just doubled over you.
Station said they doubled. Go ahead. ACADGL, listen.
N8MJL. Yeah, I just heard a forecast that said it's not going to get warm today. So, I think we're going to stay in the 40s. But still, you got to be outside working. Good temperature, as long as it's not too windy. Unfortunately, I'm up by Mac City, and it's a little breezy right now.
Hey, sounds great. Other station down in Harrison. You can pick it up, and I'll just kind of listen.
Yeah, KFGMN, this is Chester. I'm a recently new ham. I live down here where Ryan does. And, he turned me on to this frequency, and I heard you guys talking. I chimed in. KF8GMN.
Welcome to the hobby.
Yeah, thanks. I came over from CB. I still do CB for that matter, but I added to my toys.
I've got a couple friends on CB that I'm trying to get over to the hams, so maybe someday I'll talk them into it.
Yeah, we're trying to get a few others to join us too down here. It's interesting. We're working on it.
One of my CB buddies made a 5/8 antenna for the CB, which I actually use on 10 meter, because CB is 11 meter. And I have literally gotten halfway around the world with that antenna. So, really, he's an old military comms guy, so he kind of knows what he's doing. But can't get him to come over because he doesn't want to deal with the old government, so.
Hey, I apologize for being in and out of this conversation, but this is ACADG Jim. I'm kind of busy here, so I'm going to let the frequency go.
Okay, good to talk to you, Jim. By the way, my name's Michael. I'm out of Levering. Actually, I'm mobile, I should have announced. Heading down, do a little work, and then I got to go to do some physical therapy or physical torture, depending on how mean they want to feel today. Hi.
Yeah, I'm going to let the frequency go, too. It's KF8GMN. 73s to you guys up there. I'm going to back down to our local repeater, I think, for now.
Alrighty. Well, have yourself a great day, and I hope to talk to you later. N8MJL. Clear.
N9JLP Mobile.
Stop here at Lewiston and Atlanta, and then I've had nothing to avoid, you know, fun stuff. But good working weather. That's what we got going on. Nothing new.
You delivered a mile ever?
Occasionally, yeah. Metal fab?
I thought you drove beer truck.
No, that's Kyle.
Oh, okay. All right. Actually, you're delivering steel or parts or something, eh?
Yeah, parts. I do beer, too. I'm actually picking up a bunch of beer today. Anything you can fit in this trailer goes in there. So, but yeah, mostly steel, stuff like that. I got a bunch of steel on here today.
Copy that. Did you get anywhere with what we talked about on the phone a couple weeks ago?
I got some equipment, but no, not yet. Just still waiting on it.
We can help with equipment too. I talked to a couple of people as well. So, you know, if you can work something on the county level, and then if we need to call and try to help speed it along, let us know we can do that.
Alright, sounds good, I guess. Yeah, I'm just kind of waiting on that stuff to happen with them. So just waiting for them to give me a word. Haven't heard anything, so. But I've been busy too. So we went down to Xenia and got a couple things down there, and that was interesting. And got softball going on and work, and now we got family stuff going on, and so you know how it is.
I copy that in 9KOP mobile. I didn't see it, Dayton. I was down there. I got down there Thursday and come home Sunday. We were doing a lot of walking. Not much that I've done in years past. Years past, I've done a lot of walking. This year, I did not do as much walking as I did in years past.
Well, that was my first time going down there, and I talked to a couple guys from Michigan for a while, but we were just scouring the flea market, seeing what we could pick up. I got some of the stuff, they just give it to me, so we paid for some stuff, too. I got some PM 1500s from Josh. So I'm probably going to put one of them up in here. That's my plan anyway.
That's funny. That's what I went down there with was Josh. K9KOB. Had a blue tent on the outside of the full track.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we put Mark bought an amplifier, and he brought a couple down. We set them on Ken's side of the table, or they're both of their table, I guess. Do you know how much it is to have a spot there? A vendor spot?
It's like $50 a spot. Let me know if you want to go down next year. I scrangle a couple of them. How do you know Ken and Josh?
That's the first time I met them. But I went down there with Mark.
Okay. So I was going to say, I've known those guys for... Josh is like a brother to me. I work part-time for him. Do a lot of his networking stuff at his building, and, you know, helping out with his radios where it needs to be. A good group of guys there. Ken's 80 years old. He'd never think he's 80 years old looking at him.
Yeah, I didn't ask him. Yeah, he didn't really look like he was 80, no. He looked like he was doing pretty good, so.
I'm going to cut you short here. I'm at HB Carbide, so we've got a couple barrels of scrap for them or something. Okie dokie, KDYS will be out of the vehicle.
Copy, get with me on those PM1500s. KDYS and then KOP mobile. W8ZET mobile. And W8ZET mobile and 9KOP mobile. Good afternoon, good morning, Mike. Good morning, what you got going on? I just heading in. I was real early this morning, and I had to turn around and go back because I forgot my antibiotic. Back to the house I went. Yeah, copy. How's that doing? Tell you what, I've been feeling it the last couple mornings. I can sleep fine throughout the night, but when I wake up, boy, my jaw hurts.
Yeah, that's how getting my wisdom teeth out was. Pretty rough for a good handful of days for sure.
So, yeah, like I said, it's not terrible, but it's definitely hard to eat, I'll tell you that. I can't eat like I normally do.
Yeah, especially from having one on each side. You don't have a side to pick.
That's right. Oh, boy. What are you up to today? Where are you working?
No, I'm just wrapping up here in Big Creek. About to head down to Sterling.
Do you have monitors? Like company I work with, out of Alabama, they have via 430 IP monitors that monitor their wells. Do you have any of those?
Yeah, I've got remote processing notifications at a couple sites, primarily on saltwater disposal sites, where if the injection pump or something in the system fails, I'll get a notification and gives me or somebody about an hour to get down there and figure it out before problems occur.
Can I copy that? Yeah, no, they call it BF430, and it's a basically serial to IP converter, and boy, what a pain in the butt. They call me like every week, BF430 quit working. I don't know why your BF430 quit working, but you might need to get something that's a little newer than 2008.
Yeah, it's funny. Ours is, like, probably even more antique than that. It's just a system that generates a phone call if there's a power trip or a ground trip or something. So it's probably even more antique than that.
That's funny. Well, so they got multiple wells. So it's called the vehicle tower. So they got a tower with an antenna, and then they get data from multiple wells into this, and then they spit it into a web GUI or web browser. So they're pulling multiple wells to get information. Then I would guess it generates a phone call or a text message or something once it comes back and gets into a web server.
Yeah, that's definitely a little more high speed than our stuff. Ours is not internet, it's just phone, telecom based or whatever. But I mean, 90% of it is just relying on the dude on the ground, me, whoever, seeing it daily or whatever. But yeah, there's just a couple sites though that we have the remote monitoring in case a fault occurs. So before, that way we can get to it and hopefully avert crisis.
Most of your wells, though, are not electric, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, most are not electric. We have it's probably like four, well, probably like 35-40% are electric, and then the rest are either a natural gas field gas engine, or just a hand flow well that don't actually have a pump jack on them.
Yeah, copy that. That's what I thought. Well, do you think we're out of the thick of the wildfire season yet?
I think so. I think we've turned the page on that. We've got too much green up, you know, and the ferns are unrolling here, and too much green up has occurred, I think. That little bit of rain helped, but yeah, we're probably out of wildfire season for now. Next until there's a drought, dry spell, and a heat wave somewhere in the summer, I think we'll be good.
I hear you. I'm hoping so. Boy, we got 10 to us this year. But, all right, I'm pulling in the shop here, so have a good day. We'll talk to you later. WABET, N9KOP Mobile.
Sounds good. Yep, have a good one. Talk to you later. WABET.
KF8GDW Mobile Listening.
Good afternoon, Mr. Drake. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf on the Link system.
KF8GDW Mobile Monitoring.
KE8FGW Monitoring.
K8BCW, monitoring.
And 8APX.
Hey Adam, long time no talk to you. How have you been?
Oh, doing pretty good. Busy as all get out, but otherwise alright. How about you?
I'm on vacation this week. I'm down in North Carolina today.
Ah, very nice. That sounds like a good time. How's the weather down there?
It's been beautiful all week. A little warm, kind of mid-80s during the day, upper 80s when you get down in the valleys, but we're staying at a place up in the mountains which is about 10 degrees cooler. But we've been doing a lot of hikes and checking out waterfalls and fun stuff like that around here. It's really a beautiful area.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Never been over that way. Like to at some point.
Yeah, it's quite nice. My wife and I are going to eventually end up somewhere down in this area, so this is a little recon trip for us to get the lay of the land and see where things are and where we might like to be one day.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we're pretty convinced that we're going to wind up in Florida at some point. We go down there for vacation, usually last couple of weeks of March. Every year, and every time we go down, it gets harder and harder to come back.
Yeah, we have a daughter that relocated to Florida last fall. She's in the Tampa area in St. Pete. What part of Florida do you guys like?
Pretty much that same area. We always stay in Tampa, and when we roam around, it's usually down towards Venice. Santa Maria Island is one of our favorite spots to go to. So that whole stretch right there from Tampa down to Venice and everywhere in between usually.
Yeah, that Gulf side is the preferred side. We went to the Miami area, Boca Raton and West Palm Beach once, and I'll never go back over there. Quite a different place. Just hard to get away from people in Florida, though. It's become quite popular.
Yeah, that's about the one and only thing that holds me back. The people and the traffic. But the winters are getting harder and harder for me. Like, it's almost a wash. I don't know. That's probably 5 to 10 years down the road, maybe.
Well, it's good to have a plan, and it's good to do your research and figure out where you want to be. That's awesome. So we have a daughter down there, so we can go and visit her, and then my wife gets her Florida itch scratched, and I'm good with that.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know. I just need to win the lottery, so that way I don't have to work, and then I can just come and go as I please, have a place up here and a place down there and just go back and forth. But I haven't won the lotto yet, so maybe someday.
Keep trying, man. You gotta play to win.
Yep. Buddy I used to work with. He would leave work. He'd go up to the corner store on his way home from work every day. He'd buy 2 Bud Light Clamatos and whatever was the popular at the time, or whatever was going on that day, the Mega Millions or whatever. Every day, buy a lottery ticket without fail. Well, he got it. He got a little over $1 million about 2 months ago.
Wow, that's great, man. I love to hear stories like that. Somebody that just keeps at it, spends a couple of bucks every day, cheaper than getting a Starbucks coffee, and it ends up paying off for us. Great to hear.
Yep, I was happy for him. I'd be willing to bet he's probably got close to $500,000 invested at this point. But he's still coming out on top, so there you go. Well, you guys enjoy your trip. Have a fun time. I'm just about to pull into my driveway, and the oldest has soccer tonight, so shifting gears from work to soccer. So we'll catch you further on down the page. KBCW, NADJX 73.
All right, man. We'll try to send some of this warm weather up there. I was looking at looking at the temperatures, and they're still not very great, but I think by the weekend you guys should have a little bit of a warm-up. So have fun. We'll catch you another time. K8BCW.
Attention Northwest Michigan hamsters, the barf vents the amateur radio friends net will start in a few minutes. W8REJ. Good evening. This is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. I'm W8REJ. The name is Rob, and I'm located in Beulah. I'll be net control station for this evening. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focused on ham radio in and around Benzie County. We'll see some check-ins with Echolink stations, mobile stations, and short timers only at this time. If you're on Echolink, mobile, or short timer, please call now with your call sign and your name slowly.
Alpha Echo 5, India Bravo, Kip, short timer.
Okay, Kip, I've got you.
November 8, Alpha, Papa, X-ray, Adam, and I'm mobile.
November 8, Adam, the rest of your call.
N8, Alpha, Papa, X-ray, APX.
Got it that time. Okay, any other...
K-8-8-H-Y-E, Edgar.
Excuse me, any other Echolink stations, mobiles, or short-timers? Okay, we will take general check-ins now. If you come with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
K-8-8-H-Y-E, Edgar.
KB8, BXI, Mary.
KB8, SDJ,
Bob.
KB9NN, John and Dua.
WN8P, Larry, Marilla.
Okay, we have Edgar, Mary, Bob, John, and Larry. Anyone else would like to join the net? Okay, very good. Good evening, all. We will we'll get it rolling here. I just wanted to let everybody know that I am almost back to normal, which is abnormal, but there you go. Anyway, Dale had her first cataract removed on Tuesday, yesterday, and we went for post-op today, and they said it's looking real good. So she's got to go to our local eye doctor, Scarborough, here on the 26th, and he's going to do the long-term follow-up for her. And then on June 3rd, we go back to get her other eye done, so... She's getting much, much better. That's a wonderful thing. So, my heart ablation went very well, and I got over my, I don't know what it was, cold or what. I didn't have a fever. All I had was cough. So, and I felt like crap. All right, we're going to start at the top here with short-timer Kip. AE5IB, take it away, and stand by Adam.
Okay, I did the Red Cross shelter training yesterday down at the government center, I think, with Bob. Bob was there. And I'm guessing I'm going to join CERT. So we'll see how that goes. Other than that, I've been working in my garage, trying to get the floor built up so that it'll support storage up there. And I got more lawnmower problems. So before I'd taken it up there three times for the same problem. And now it looks like it's not charging the battery when it's turned on. So the battery eventually runs low. So instead of taking it up, I'm just putting it on a trickle charger when I'm not using it and worry about it next time. And then, let's see. The last is allergies are killing me at the moment. They're bothering my throat, so I can barely talk. That's all that's going on with me. Back to net control. This is 85IB.
Okay, Kip, very good. Thanks for checking in this evening. Thanks for the update on what you're doing there in your garage. So, all right, Adam, mobile, N8APX, take it away. Stand by, Edgar.
Yeah, net control, this is N8APX from the mobile. Evening one and all. Happened to be in the truck, heard the net going on, and figured I'd pop in and say hello. I'm just getting over the crud. I don't know what it is, but it's knocked me on my butt for about the last week and, I don't know, 3 or 4 days. Nasty cough. Nose has been all goofed up. I thought it was allergies at first, but no, it's definitely the creeping crud. I thought I was out of the woods, and then today I woke up and I was back down 2 notches, so hopefully that's not a sign of things to come. I got a whole lot of nothing else. Just running around doing some errands right now, so I figured I'd pop in. I may be out of the car by the time you come around for the second round, so if you call for me and I'm not here, you know I'm at my destination. We'll head it back to net control. This is N8APX.
Okay, very good, Adam. Thank you very much, and safe travels there. We're moving on down to K8HYE. Edgar, take it away. Stand by, Mary.
Hi, good evening to the net. This is K8HYE, and the allergies are really, really on the in the air. Had the car out this morning and got back around lunchtime, and I have a white car and I let it set out this afternoon. Went out this evening to put it in the garage, and my white car is yellow. So it's the pine trees or something are adding lots of pollen in the air. Anyway, and the grass is growing in Traverse City. I'm going to have to mow it the second time this spring. And you would think maybe the cold weather would slow down the grass growing, but apparently it likes cold weather. Anyhow, real good for the net. I won't be here for another time around, but sounds good. This is KA8HYE 73.
Very good, Edgar. Yeah, I sympathize. My grass is about 8 or 10 inches tall now, and it's been raining here so much, I haven't been able to get the kids in to come in and mow my lawn. So hopefully he can do it tomorrow. That's what I understand anyway. So the neighbor lady and our lawn is mowed by the same guy. So there you go. All right. If it gets any longer, I'll have to bail it. So, all right. We're going to take a quick standby here before we go to Mary. This is the Bart Benz, the Amateur Radio Friends Net. If you would like to join our net, come slowly with your name and your call sign and your name, please. Okay, nothing heard. Mary, KD8BXI, take it away and stand by, Bob.
Good evening, all. This is Mary, KD8BXI. Yeah, because of all the rain, I have less brown patches out there and more green, and I decided, seeing how I'm getting company tomorrow, that I would go out there and try and chop down some of my weeds. I see more weeds than grass. So that took me about 3.5 hours to get that done, but at least it's going to look nice for the holiday weekend, and sounds like the temperatures are going to be pretty good for family visits, so that'll be good. That's all I have for now. I'll pass it back to you. This is Mary, KD8BXI, back to Net Control.
Very good, Mary. Thank you for checking in this evening. Bob, KV8SDJ, and standby John with no H.
Hey, good evening, Rob. Everybody else up there and up tonight, this is KV8SDJ. And John's good seeing you at the shelter training yesterday. And I hope you come through and join, sir. We could use more people involved. On May 2nd of this year here, a couple weeks ago, there was a statewide SET for simulated emergency test. I've been part of three or four SETs in the past. I was just a participant. This is the first one that I managed, come up with, planned, and managed myself. This is the first one. Of 83 counties in Michigan, only 22 counties participated. Benzie County came in 12. I was happy with 12. There are some counties that, you know, do this every year. They got 100, you know, participants, you know, helpers. And I scored 72 points. The Benzie County scored 72 points. It wasn't just me. There are counties that scored 300 and 400 points. I never knew I was going to come in the top five or anything, but I'm happy with 12. Gives me something to work on for next year. With that, send back to you, Rob. I'll think of something else for a second round. KBA, yes, BJ.
Very good, Bob. Well, I'm glad that if everything is starting to come together for you, that's a good thing. And like they say, there's always next year. So, okay, John, AB9NN, take it away and stand by Larry.
Okay, AB9NN, good evening to everybody on the BarfNet this evening. Good to hear the good number of check-ins. And, yeah, I'm definitely tired today. Boy, I tell you, it was cold mowing this morning. I got out at about 6 o'clock. I was out on the aprons at Champion Hill already, and I got out an hour before the first tee time, and I got going pretty good. And after about an hour to an hour and a half, the wind came up, and it was a north wind. And it was probably 10 to 15 miles an hour, and boy, I tell you, that wind just went right through me. It was awful cold. I was shivering by the time I was done. So I was glad to get done. It took me just about 3 hours to finish everything up. So did get done, though. Hadn't mowed for quite a while. Had some issues with rain. And also had some issues with the mower being down for a short amount of time, so got that back up and running and got back into the ball game. So had a good amount of grass that I had to empty buckets from, so had a good workout from that. But that helped me keep a little bit warm, so that was a good thing. I came home and went to the post office and got our mail and found that our new weather station had arrived from Amazon, and got it mounted and operational today. It took literally 5 hours. The weather station had a 78-page, 8.5 by 11-inch manual to go through, and we had to get a custom-cut PVC pipe from the hardware store to get the thing mounted. Had to get it connected up to our Wi-Fi password, and then I also took the time to get it connected up to the Weather Underground reporting network. And so now when you go into Weather Underground, you can see our weather station at our house, and you can click on it and see all the details from our station. So if you're curious about conditions at Pinecroft Golf Course, you can always just click on our weather station, and you'll probably get a pretty good idea from it. So it's pretty good. The old one had that worn out and was malfunctioning, and so we just donated it to James' son, and he's getting use out of it at his trailer. Not much else going on today. Did get a suspicious email that said it was from Bill Perrins.
No,
and
I don't really think it was from him.
Anybody out there? Did I lose the repeater or what happened?
No, I'm here.
I wonder if I timed it out.
It was probably me. I was running my gums there, John. So anyway, I was telling you about this place where you can buy heated vests for wearing when you're doing stuff like that.
I actually have battery heated gloves, which work tremendously. My upper body stays nice and warm, and my legs stay decently warm, and my hands from holding on to the handlebars and staying relatively motionless for 3 hours in the cold get pretty cold. So those heated gloves have been a lifesaver.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, and to answer your question about Bill, he was hacked, I believe, because I got the same message. And I just sent him a little note back, said, nice try. All right, Larry, WNAP, take it away, and we'll do a standby.
Okay, Rob, W8REJ, and the group, this is WNAP, Larry, from the southern environs of the defunct village of Marilla in northeast Manistee County. Okay, well, the first thing is, I'd like to know, got a question, and that is, where is the W8DNZ repeater located? And you can answer that when I turn it back. And I got a sad story, and it's not ham radio, it's my computer system. Yesterday morning, and I've been using, I've been getting on YouTube and viewing and listening to the videos that I want. Well, yesterday morning, the video I was watching, the audio dropped out, and it didn't come back. So I got on with Super Grok, and it couldn't figure it out. So I was on with Super Grok all afternoon yesterday, and practically all day today, and it finally gave up. So. The YouTube video plays for maybe several seconds and then drops out. And so I don't know what's going on. Super Grok says it's a problem between the audio chip and Ubuntu 24.04 version operating system. So I don't know. All right, back to you, Rob. W8REJ from WNAP.
Okay, WNAP. Very good, Larry. Thank you much for that information. Sorry you're having problems. Anywho, I just bought one of those little microcomputers from a company called Geekom. G-E-E-K-O-M, Geekom, I guess. And I'm fairly satisfied with it. It is a Windows-based unit, but brain dead. Okay. All right, that's enough for anyway. We're at the bottom of the list, the first time through. Is there anyone who would like to join the Bart Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net? If so, come now with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
Net Control, this is Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie. Name is Mike.
Hey, got you, Mike. Anyone else? Okay, very good, Mike. Welcome aboard WAWPC. Take it away.
Yeah, this is Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie. I'm down here in Royal Oak. And when you said you guys are receiving an email from Bill Parrish, and it's like, oh, wait, I just got one too. So somebody up there's email account or email address book has been compromised. I don't reply to those because then you get on somebody else's list and you get 1,000 more emails. So Super Grok, that must be an Elon thing. Maybe you should try another AI. Hi. Yeah, I got the same problem with the cough and sputtering down here. So with that, I'll pass it back to Net Control, WAVPC.
Okay, Mike, very good. Yeah, I just went through that coughing fit for 3 weeks. So the doctor says it takes a long time to get rid of it. I had to go in and they finally doctored me up with some antibiotics and took care of it. So there you go. And my lawnmower guy is here. Very good. So, all right, this is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. W8REJ here is Net Control. Top of the list, we're going to start with, Adam, N9APX. Take it away, Adam. Okay, he said he might not be there, so there you go. Mary, KD8BXI, your turn, and then standby Bob.
Oh, thank you, Rob. This is Mary, KD8BXI. Not a whole lot to add, just kind of watching traffic across the street. There's something going on at the school. I'm sure it's an end-of-the-year thing, but, hopefully everybody will have a good and safe weekend. Everybody stay healthy. If you're on the road, take it easy. Watch out for the other driver. Hope to talk to everyone next week. It's good to hear everyone. Everyone stay good. 73 all. This is Mary back to Net Control. 88BXI.
Okay, Mary, very good. Thanks for checking in tonight, and we'll look for you again next week. All right, KB8SVJ, Bob, and standby John.
I was feeling a little left out. I didn't notice any mail from Bill, so I wasn't checked. It was in my spam folder, so I don't feel so left out now. Hey, Larry, your answer to where the BNZ repeater is located at, that was at KGHCW's home location on Cinder Road. It used to be on Twisted Mountain. It used to be the one we used to always do the nets on, but moved over to Cinder Road. It doesn't have much of a range, so. Memorial Weekend's coming up. People will be on the road. Everybody be safe. And after that, the towns will be crowded up here, and all the pudgies will be up. So just be patient, take it slow, and be safe. So, I send back to you, Rob, and everybody have a good weekend. KB8SVJ.
Okay, very good, Bob. You take care, and we'll listen for you next week. Let's say 27th. Okay. So anyway, we are at John, AB9NN. Take it away, John, and stand by Larry.
Okay, AB9NN returning to the BarfNet. And, yeah, sorry if I timed out the repeater there. I must have babbled on a little bit too long. I was just saying that we installed our new weather station that we got in the mail. It took us 5 hours to do it. Had a 78-page manual for that thing. And anyway, got it up and running, got it connected up to Wi-Fi, and got it connected up to the Weather Underground weather reporting network. And so now when you go into the Weather Underground pages and you look at their maps, and if you look at a Wonder Map, you'll be able to see our weather station. So if you have any questions about the conditions at Pinecroft Golf Course, you can just click on that because we are on the tee for number 3 at Pinecroft Golf Course and green number 2 as well. Anyway, not much else going on. Enjoying the evening and getting used to the new weather station. With that, was saying that I hope everybody will make it to the Barf Breakfast the last Saturday of the month. I think that's this Saturday coming up, if I'm not mistaken, but I'll have to check my calendar to be sure. With that, back to Net Control from AB9 and then John and Beulah. Have a great day, everyone.
Okay, John, yeah, it is indeed the 30th, so there you go. All right, Larry, WNAP, and then standby Mike.
Okay, again, Rob, W8REJ, and the group, this is WNAP. Well, talking about grass and cutting grass, we don't have grass. I don't dare call it grass. It's a lawn, and it's an outstanding crop of dandelion stems. Most of the fluff is blown off because of the wind, but the stems are standing up tall. I'll tell you. So my wife called texted the guy that's been mowing our lawn the last few years, and he said, he might be able to get to it tomorrow, and if not tomorrow, Friday. So that's the way that goes. 7-3, everybody. W8REJ from WNAP.
Okay, Larry, very good. Yeah, my lawnmower just showed up. So, anyway, good luck with the lawn. Okay, we're down to the bottom list here. W8VPC, Mike, take it away, and then we'll do a quick standby.
Yeah, okay, I was thinking, you know, since it's cold up there, maybe I ought to put a heated steering wheel on the lawnmower. And then the other problem is, how much is gas now? Because when I lived in Central Lake, gas, $5 a gallon, mowing the lawn did not become a priority. So it was like $15 to fill the gas can, and then, you know. Anyways, yeah, rail fan. I'm a rail fan. Pure Marquette 1225, that's the Polar Express steam engine. Spent the weekend in Saginaw and it had to get back to home rails, and it came all the way down to like Wixom Novi, and it's like I missed it. Boy, was I bummed out. And yep, sorry about that. I got a 2-minute timer on my radio. UP Big Boy steam engine is supposed to make its way 4014 was, but I think I'm going to miss that too. It's supposed to go through Ohio, Indiana, you know, on the way to Philadelphia, so. Oh, well. Anyways, we had some severe weather up here, or down here. Didn't hit us, but it plowed through a couple of the metro parks, so. Well, back to net control, W8VPC.
Okay, Mike, very good. Yeah, thanks for checking in. Glad to hear your golden melodic tones. Okay. All right, this is the Bart Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. I am W8REJ, Net Control. And if you would like to join the net before we close, come now with your call sign and your name slowly, please. Okay, I'd like to thank everybody that checked in this evening. Our BarfNet meets every Wednesday at 8:30 on this frequency. Be there or be square. And in addition to the net, we meet for the Barf Breakfast the last Saturday of the month at the Platte River Inn in downtown Honor at 9 a.m. They do open the doors before that, but we meet at 9 a.m. So you walk in the front door, straight back and to your left before you hit the wall. All righty. Now return the repeater back to normal operation. The net is clear. I am W8REJ, 73 to all, and God bless everybody that can hear my voice. I'm clear.